part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
Hey, darling, I've been watching you all night.
Oh, yeah? And what were you thinking?
Actually, I was thinking about fucking your brains out.
Really?
Yeah, but by the looks of it, you ain't got none.
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 85, part 3, the heavy metal episode.
Heavy metal episode,
yeah.
No doubt, John.
Tetanus.
Yeah.
Tetanus.
You know who this is, Scott?
Is this Sons of Butcher?
No, our local favorites, Skank.
Oh, you know, Skank was at the Emerald Isle. We didn't go, man.
I know.
We got to follow
Skank.
Hook up with Skank, man. I want to see those
cats. You know,
cats.
I was thinking about fucking your brains out.
Oh, really? Do you think they do that live?
Hey, baby, I was thinking about fucking your brains out.
Really? Hey, if we go to the Skank concert, we can volunteer to play the female in the live version.
I'd like to play the female.
Can I play the female?
You know, baby, really? I was thinking about fucking your brains out.
Really?
But by looking at you, you ain't got none.
Oh, fuck that.
And I'm gonna kick the living shit out of you, and I'm gonna knock your dick in the dirt.
Yeah.
Knock your dick in dirt.
You're a gutless turd. You're a gutless turd, and I'm gonna kick the living shit out of you, man. I'm gonna knock your dick in the dirt. You're a gutless turd. You're a gutless turd, and I'm gonna kick the living shit out of you, man. I'm gonna knock your dick in the dirt.
All right. We're getting crazy, aren't we?
We are, John.
Yeah.
It's the heavy metal episode.
Heavy metal episode, Scotters. Yeah. Yeah. Heavy metal.
All right, now, a little dirty. A little dirty there.
You got a dirty pot?
Dirty pot.
Oh, yeah.
Now, John, I noticed on MySpace that you've...
Your space?
MySpace, yes. That you've been communicating with a Butch Tony, a.k.a. Tony Hearn of
Come
Punky.
On!
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Oh, God, I love... Total Nonsense so much.
Well, he's got a new website. He's doing his own album.
Right.
He's doing his own... he's
solo.
Going on his own.
Solo sexual.
I listened to a couple of cuts.
Cuts.
And I left a comment and said, hey, man, why don't you put together some tune, send it to me, and I'll lay down the drums, mix it, and send it back.
Nice.
Maybe we could have him just write the tune with the guitar and a click track, and he could send it, and we could lay down bass, and Rick could lay down the lead, and I'll play the drums.
And Hearn would handle the lyrics?
Yeah. Yeah. The lyrics and the melody and the actual structure of the song.
Structure, right, right.
The arrangement. We
no
just
doubt.
Lay down the performance.
No doubt. That would be hot.
Yeah. And he said, hey, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
So we're going to do it. We're going to...
Well, I am.
You are.
You aren't.
Yeah. I'm not invited. Okay. All right, then. I'll just write my own songs.
Hey, man, I'm
my
just saying.
My first song's going to be Fag Enabling Fools.
Fag Enabling Fool. Don't we have a copy of that?
Maybe. I put a little demo together. This is what I was going to submit to you and Rick to see if you guys wanted to.
Oh, This one right here?
Yeah, I worked it out. It's from my home studio.
Okay.
So to speak.
Is there a name for it or?
Fag Enabling Fools.
Okay.
Is the working title.
It sounds like a ballad.
But if you guys want to change it, you know, because we are a band.
All right.
We are a band.
We are a band. All right. Should I play this one cut right here?
Yeah, it's just a little demo I put together.
Ditty.
I want you to hear it and Rick to hear it. Maybe we can cover it at the next gig.
All right. All right. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Nice acoustic.
Thanks, man.
It's you, huh? Oh, a little piano.
Yeah, I got my daughter involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Give me strength to fight temptation. Lord, lead me.
Were you squeezing your nuts really hard when you were singing this?
I used a pitch corrector.
Oh.
With a man, you shall not lay. Lord, you are my strength. Fill me with your love. Help me fight these feelings. And help me rise above. Lord, help them hear me and make clear my voice. Cause being gay is nothing but a choice. God hates a fag. God hates fags. God hates fags. If you're a fag, he hates you too.
That's out of sight, man.
Read the Bible, you'll be sure to enter heaven. There's no back door.
Get on your knees. I thought he said, read the Bible, you'll be sore.
Inside of me, Lord, on my shield. Stay me through the fight. Shelter from the urges. And help me see the light. Filthy sinners should just let me be. Cause Jesus, my Savior's the only man for me.
Sing along, John.
God hates a fag. God hates a fag. Yes, he does. God hates a fag. If you're a fag, he hates you too.
Nice sellout. Oh, that's out of sight, dude.
So you think Rick would be up for that one?
Yeah. God hates him too. That's out of sight.
Strength. Fill me with your love.
Fill
help
me with your love,
John. Help me fight these feelings. And help me rise above. Lord, help them hear me. And make clear my voice. Cause being gay is nothing but a choice.
God hates a fag.
Yeah.
God hates a fag. God hates a fag.
If you're a fag,
he hates you too. Ooh, he hates you too. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Pull it out of my ass.
Wow. Woo. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. So what do you think, man? We might be able to fit that in the next... live gig?
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Yeah, I worked really hard.
I
on
heard
that.
Something on the beginning here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't catch that in the beginning.
Well,
before.
To actually, you know, get into the set the mood, I had a friend of mine come over and snap one off.
That's nice. And your tetanus?
My tetanus.
You know, we got a couple of comments.
We did.
Let me get these out real quick, you know.
All right.
We got a shout out to the fans real quick. All right, it says number one, this is without doubt the number one cast in the world. When you get a Brazilian listeners, it won't be the same. P.S. I'm holding my breath. Until you read the mail I sent you recently, submitted by Mark Spooner. Casting a vote for a great podcast. Hey, John and Scott, sorry about the Bears losing. Maybe next year. Keep up the great work and have a wonderful month. Catch ya next month for the vote. I'm always listening. Smooches and well-placed licks. Bondage Kitty. Then off of MySpace, I got a comment. Actually, it was a message. It says, I've just came across you about 2 weeks ago. Come across.
Like my face?
And I've... Pearl necklace. And I've downloaded every podcast I can. Is it cool if you guys could add me? And I did. I'm also new to the forums, and I'm thinking about calling your voicemail because I got something to tell you guys. So thanks for the great podcast, you stupid geniuses. From I Put the F-U Back in Fun. And here's a correction. Last week I said Anacy Liaison.
Anal Liaison. Yeah. Yes.
The person that wrote Funny Podcast, John, it's got some funny fuckers. Keep podcasting, great show. The actual name was An Icy Liaison. Sorry
icy.
About that.
Not anal lesion.
No.
But
An Icy Liaison. Sorry about that.
Nice. Nice. Oh, that reminds me, John. I was going to bring in a clip from You Are Here. Have you heard of You Are Here?
No.
You Are Here is the number one music podcast at Podcast Alley.
What?
Punky is number two. You Are Here has like something like 260 votes with no comments.
Wow.
You Are Here. H-E-A-R. Now, they call themselves a music podcast, and I listen to their entire latest podcast, John. And I really can't say bad things about it. I was entertained.
Really?
But they are not a music podcast. They play two songs in like 2 hours, and they call themselves a music podcast. Yeah. It's a guy and a girl, and an hour into it, the guy starts surfing porn, and he stops talking. So the girl's talking, and then she stops talking. And then there's really no talking going on.
It's all dead air?
Yeah, and you think, what are they fucking now? What's going on? But no, they're just surfing porn. And then they finally say, hey, well, we're surfing porn. We should probably end this podcast. But it's like a couple cast. It's not a music podcast.
Another couple cast.
But they are proxy voting. They are cheating. Maybe they aren't. Maybe somebody that is a fan of theirs is cheating on their behalf. Who knows?
Right.
But they do not. Deserve
somebody,
to be number
how come
one.
Nobody cheats on our behalf
in music. Why doesn't? I don't know. Why is that?
I don't know.
Aren't our fans fanatical?
Aren't our?
That's where fan comes from, John. The word fanatical, the Latin word fanaticalia. <Yeah. laughs> E pluribus unum and all that.
E pluribus anjui.
All right, I brought in some W clips. This is the W's latest stupidity. We haven't actually heard from the W in a long time. But here's some of his latest stupidity, John.
Okay.
Go ahead and play it.
Yeah, which one?
Play W Speaks.
All right.
First, that's
the only thing I can tell you is that
when
I'm very conscious about the audience
he's conscious.
Listening to my words.
Yes, he's conscious that the audience is listening
conscience.
To his words. He's conscious about it.
<He's> conscious.
Well, I'm afraid for you to play the next one.
The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak, I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank
W.
you for being conscious. Stupid ass.
Before I'm going to take some questions, I'd like to comment about one other diplomatic development, and that took place in the Far East. At the six-party talks in Beijing, North Korea agreed to specific actions that will bring us closer to a Korea peninsula that is free of nuclear weapons.
A peninsula,
specifically North
John,
Korea
a peninsula.
Agreed that within 60 days, it will shut down and seal all operations at the primary nuclear facilities it
nuclear.
Has used to produce
nuclear.
Weapons-grade plutonium. It has agreed to allow international inspectors to verify and monitor this progress. It is committed to disclosing all of its nuclear programs.
Oh.
As an initial step toward abandoning these programs.
Abandoning.
Abandoning. So, in other words, we're right back where we were when Clinton left office.
Right.
Exactly the same spot. Six-party talks. Willing to trade shutting down their weapons program for what is it? Energy, oil. What are they going to give them? Some shit.
They're going to give them like 50 tons aid. Of oil, whatever. Yeah. Who the fuck knows?
Same thing Clinton was doing.
Piece of shit.
But back when Clinton was doing it, he had two nukes. Now he's got six.
All right, John. You know, I talked to you earlier in the week about this. This guy tried to join our MySpace.
Yeah.
Aman al-Zawahiri.
Yeah.
I turned him down. I said, hey, fuck that, man. We don't let terrorists on our MySpace. But get this, John. So then right after we turned him down, the latest tape statement from Al-Qaeda is an unusual personal attack on President W, in which Al-Qaeda number two in command, Ayama al-Zawahiri, denounces Bush as, get this, John, an alcoholic, liar, and gambler with an addictive personality. Yeah. Zawahiri delivers the attack in the 40-minute audio tape release overnight in internet sites and relayed to ABC News by an American terror analyst, Laura Mansfield.
Well, where does he get off?
On the tape, Zawahiri also condemns American Democrats. Can you give me some, the sportscaster, what was his name? I need a little prepping, a little
I don't remember.
Lubrication. Emil Aboudassis?
Emil Aboudassis.
There you go, that's enough. condemns American Democrats as one side of the same coin of tyranny.
No!
Criminality and failure.
You killed my dog.
For failing to challenge Bush policies as they said they would in an election.
Everything's a question when they talk.
The tape apparently aimed at an American audience contains English subtitles with a warning that American civilians are responsible for Bush policies because they chose Bush twice. The personal intemperate attack on Bush was remarkable for the emotion and the venom from the usually stoic Zawahiri. I don't know his present condition. Americans know best about that, as they are experts in alcohol and addiction to it. But the one who examines his personality finds that he is addicted to two other faults, lying and gambling, Zawahiri said. He has gone down in history as one of the most notorious liars, he added. All right, John. So this guy tries to join our MySpace. We reject him, and now he comes out. So obviously he's our listener. But here's the difference. We get to call our commander-in-chief.
That's right.
We get to call him a chimp, a liar, a dry drunk, a homosexual, all-male Yale cheerleading squad, a guy who doled out blowjobs to get through college. We get to say that, John.
Because we pay him.
Because we pay him and we're Americans,
That's
John.
That's right.
You don't get to say that shit if you're a fucking scumbag terrorist. And you don't get to join our MySpace, okay?
That's right.
Zawahiri. So stop downloading our podcast. Stop listening to John and Scott and go fuck yourself. That's what I have to say.
Yeah.
To Zawahiri.
You. Yeah.
That cocksucker.
Fuck you.
Do you suck dicks?
I bet you he does, John.
Do you suck dicks?
Tetanus.
You're
Are
right,
you a
Scott.
Member?
You tell it.
That's right.
Testify.
John. Testify. All right, hold on. I have one more story, but let me get the door.
You gonna go get it?
Yeah, I'll go get it.
All right.
I just got one more story when I get back. It's all good, man. It's all good.
It's out of sight.
Hey, Phil.
Come on back, man. Relax.
Whoa, what was that? What was that talk?
Yes, it's just
impersonating Tim Hardaway.
Gentlemen.
That's an interesting last name. Hardaway. Timothy Hardaway. Thank you.
All right, just settle down.
Chill
man.
Out, Phil. I got one more story to go.
Whenever you're ready,
I'm ready.
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
You might have missed this, John, but two explosions this past week in Iran. One of them killed 11 and injured 31, and the other was near a school. Although the devices were not IEDs like those found in Iraq, the explosions were in an area a group sponsored by the United States may be operating. The area in Iran is Sistan Balochistan, near the borders of Afghanistan and Pakistan. Cy Hirsch and a number of other reporters have said that this area is which the MEK, or the mouthful name Mahadin-e-Kalak, have been operating.
This morning, sucker.
A Chinese newswire is reporting that the Iranians have evidence linking the attacks to the United States.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
That's starting to bait them, you know?
Starting to bait them
into a
whatever
war.
It's going to take to get people to off this Iraq war,
yeah,
which is a total train wreck, into the Iran war.
Iran, yeah.
And I'm telling you, John, one of the elections, 2008.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's going to string this out another year, the W. And he's going to attack right before the elections so he can call them off.
All right. You heard it here, folks. The prediction.
So he
from
can
Skiz.
Say, we can't nominate a new president in war.
We're going to be the most famous fucking podcast in the world.
That's if we don't get killed by the NSA.
Because you're breaking it right here,
man. It's like
man.
The Pelican Brief, man.
Right.
We know shit we'll that they're already talking about.
We'll be on the run.
Because Cheney's telling the W right now.
I'm the slower one, so you'll push me down.
Cheney's telling the W right now. Yeah. Yeah. All right, then. What we got to do is...
How about that?
Right before the next election,
yeah,
we got to bomb Iran. How about that?
And
then you call off the election.
Yeah.
And that Barack Obama and the cuntlin, she can't get in office. Yeah. How about that? That's my prediction,
John. Yeah. Then I'll shoot somebody in the face.
Fucking
A. Dick. Cheney. Yeah.
And I'm going to kick the living shit out of you, man. I'm going to knock your dick in the dirt. You're a gutless
I wish somebody
turd.
Would knock his dick in the dirt.
I know.
That guy he shot in the face, he should have knocked his dick in the dirt.
Yeah.
Stupid
Cheney's
ass.
Cheney's just a big fucking pussy, and he's got a lot of power.
What people will do for money is unbelievable to me, John.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what he's... What is he doing it for? Is he actually making any money? I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Is he power hungry?
He's on the board of Halliburton.
Well, he was.
And there's $4 billion that they don't know what happened to.
Oh, that's right.
In Iraq.
Forgot about the Brazilian dollars that they
Brazilian
lost.
$4 billion.
Where'd it go? I don't know.
Why don't they send that shit to us?
Yeah.
We'd only take $3 Brazilian.
And it cracks me up, too. Like I said, I get in these email arguments with these Bush apologists. And, we fought the terrorists over there, so we don't got to fight them over here.
Oh, I can't believe that. They're still spouting that message.
And like this pussy, Tim Russert today, he was, him and Tony Snow were going at it. And he was asking Tony Snow about the North Koreans and what's going on over, you know, the surge. What about what Congress is saying and there's so many Republicans jumping on the bandwagon about this debate. And he's saying, oh, yeah, the W is all, you know, we should have a debate. And yeah, you know, the American people are upset. We know that. We should have a debate. And 3 weeks ago, he was saying, we shouldn't be having a debate. What is that saying to the troops if we're having a debate? And he doesn't even call them on that shit, that he's such a flip-flopper as a fucking press secretary.
Fucking journalism in America is a goddamn joke.
It's a joke. I mean, the
John,
UK has, they got it over us easily.
And we supposedly have freedom of the press. That's all owned by these goddamn corporations.
I can't believe Russert has the balls to call his show Meet the Press. Meet the Depressing is what it should be called, big pussy.
Why the fuck would these corporations be back in the W?
And they're using these fuckers, too, the
this
press.
This guy's mental.
Who?
The W. I mean, he's your point guy. He's your front man. Isn't that embarrassing? Don't you get embarrassed by that? I'm embarrassed by it.
I know. It's silly. And we're the only country only country where our leader has his own plane. There's no Blair Force One.
Blair Force One. That's funny.
It's Air Force One, but no Blair Force. Well, that guy flies commercial.
As he should. As should the W.
Fucking W should do it, too. Get his own fucking plane.
They should put him in a shuttle.
On our tax dollars.
Didn't they put a chimp in the first spacecraft? Why don't they put him in a spaceship and send him out into space?
No doubt, Scott.
Stupid chimp.
All right, we're running out of time, man.
All right, let's turn it over to Phil whenever Phil's
turn it
ready.
Over to Phil.
Thank you, John.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken-Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome,
Phil. Our first story tonight. According to a survey conducted by GameTart, a game rental service in the UK, chicks who game get more loving than those who don't.
Whoa.
Out of a sample of 200 ladies. Or should that be laid
ease?
The ones who gamed got fragged 1.1 more times a week than those who didn't. Makes me think of Lori, a listener of yours, and Rachel from Spike and Rachel.
Right. Worlds of Whorecraft.
Next story, John. New York Catholic leaders slam
New York's plan to distribute 18 million free condoms.
They slam it, John.
In their ass.
They slam the plan to distribute 18 million free condoms. Noting that a grown man can't get a little boy pregnant anyway.
Oh!
Next story, John.
That is one big pile of shit.
A fisherman fueled by vodka caught a four-foot shark and wrestled it into a jetty on Australia's south coast, suffering only small tear marks in his trousers, media reports said on Friday. Philip Kirkhoff, 41, caught the bronze whaler shark by hand on Monday after he spotted it chasing squid lures near the jetty at the tiny seaside town of Louth Bay in the South Australian state.
Is he using his pink pole?
I just snuck up behind him, and eventually I went for the big grab, and I fluked it, and I got him. Kirkhoff told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Next story, John. An associate municipal court judge in Lafayette resigned on Monday in protest of stiffer penalties for marijuana possession in the city. Leonard Freeling of Boulder Criminal Defense Lawyer said he is resigning out of the principle after more than 8 years as a backup to Lafayette Municipal Judge Roger Bolschlitz. I cannot in good conscience sit. I cannot in good conscience sit on the bench while being unwilling to enforce the municipal ordinances. Freeling said in a resignation letter to city officials, specifically since you've seen fit to increase the penalty for cannabis possession from $100 fine to $1,000 fine and a year in jail. I find that I am morally and ethically unable to sit as a judge for the city. Next story, John. President Bush has two moles removed from forehead. In related news, doctors also successfully removed three gerbils from his anus, but fail at taking the chimp out of the W. Next story, John. Firefighters arrive at a house fire are dismayed to discover that the homeowner, who was naked and covered in magic marker, wants to fight them. Officials aren't sure what caused the house fire was it ended at Idaho Falls. When fire crews arrived to the blaze, they saw homeowner Daryl Moss lighting a fire outside his home, according to the report. The 57-year-old was naked, and he had red magic marker writing all over his chest and legs, with one drawing depicting a heart with an arrow through it, and the other depicting anal sex. Fire personnel tried to get Moss away from the house because ammunition was going off inside, but he would not cooperate and started fighting with police. Authorities had to restrain Moss by strapping him to an ambulance backboard. The report said he was later taken to Eastern Idaho Medical Center, where he was combative.
It's a weird name.
With medical staff.
The Medical Center.
Smoke inhalation. He remains hospitalized and listed in crazy condition. Next story, John. With both sides resting, here's a simple recap of the Scooter Libby trial. All roads lead to the White House. Next story, John.
Oh.
Alabama court states it's unlawful for any person to knowingly distribute any device used primarily for the stimulation of human genital organs. In a unanimous opinion, a three-judge panel for the 11th U.S. Court of Appeals upheld an Alabama statute banning the commercial distribution of sex toys, saying that there is no fundamental right to privacy raised by the plaintiff's case against the law. According to the statute, it is unlawful for any person to knowingly distribute any obscene material or any device designed or marketed as used primarily for the stimulation of human genitalia. In related news, you can still lawfully screw your sister in Alabama. Next story, John.
Come on.
CSI team currently at Anna Nicole Smith's residence in the Bahamas. After turning on special light that illuminates semen, the house can now be seen on Google Earth. Next story, John. Woman chops off nipple, boyfriend's penis, due to Valentine's Day gaffe. A woman got mad at her boyfriend of 12 years, hadn't got her a Valentine's Day gift, flew into a rage yesterday and chopped off her left nipple after cutting off her boyfriend's penis first. Renato Reyes, 41, said that his girlfriend had wanted a wedding ring and he had been asking for marriage due to stress and nagging from her brother who was dying from cancer. The girlfriend herself also wanted to have children before she got too old to play with them. He said, and her mom had hinted on several occasions that Renato was a loser and that her daughter would be better off without him. Unfortunately, we'll find out if he's better off without his penis. Next story, John. Islamic asshat says women should wear chastity belts to prevent sex crimes. This is out of Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, John. Women should wear chastity belts to prevent rape, incest, and other sex crimes, a prominent Islamic cleric in northern Malaysia has quoted as saying Friday. Abu Hassan Dil Ahafis, speaking in the northern state of Terengganu, said chastity belts could protect women from a growing number of sex crimes in Malaysia. The Star newspaper reported, the best way to avert sex perpetrators is to wear protection. Abu Hassan told the crowd of followers, my intention is not to offend women, but to safeguard them from sex maniacs. The cleric said sex crimes had increased in this region of state. We have come across a number of unusual sex cases where even senior citizens are not spared. Figures on sexual assaults in the northern state were not immediately available, John. Next story. Youngtown candidate jailed on Valentine's Day over penis poster. A plywood poster bearing a spray-painted image of male genitalia and the phrase, eat me, landed a Youngtown mayoral candidate in jail on Valentine's Day. Police arrested politician hopeful Ken Campaign for public display of sexual material at 11 a.m. after his neighbor, Joe Brown, reported that his 11-year-old grandson and wife saw the sign, which was displayed in Campaign's backyard. Officials could not confirm whether or not Campaign displayed the sign himself or if it was meant to be a shot at his adversary neighbor. Next and last story tonight, John. A Mormon bishop who took teens on naked snowmobiling rides. A Mormon bishop who took teens on naked snowmobiling rides avoids jail time. Frostbite. A 62-year-old man accused of taking teenage boys on nude snowmobiling rides has pleaded guilty to lewdness, a misdemeanor. Besides the snowmobiling, Richard Lamb and two 15-year-olds used a sauna in the nude during a trip to his cabin in Cache County last year. Lamb told detectives in August 24th interview that he didn't feel anyone was uncomfortable. He will not receive jail time, but must undergo a mental evaluation
and complete and recommended treatment.
Invagination.
He must write letters of apology and avoid unsupervised contact with minors,
nice.
John. And that's the news.
All right. Stellar newscast by Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, Joel, and thank you, Scott.
All right, well, that's all the time we have this week. Please give us a call, leave us a message. I don't have Skype set up to take a call yet. Eventually, we'll have that up again. But please call us at 847-TTN-GIZD, 847-TTN-G-I-Z-D, 847-886-4493. Leave a message. We love your messages.
Love the
Insightful.
Phone messages.
Insightful. Love them. They're
love
funny.
Them. Don't you love them, Phil?
Well, yes. I've actually worked
and got a couple of prank phone calls that I'm assembling.
Actually, why don't you put together a phone message that people could use as an answering machine message?
Well, let me bring in some prank phone calls and see if those are applicable, appropriate for the show. And if so, then I can turn my talents elsewhere.
When did you turn into Cookie the Clown?
Sometimes, when I'm not reading the news, this is my normal inflection.
Way, Bose!
And this is how I talk.
All right, then. Get your fur coat on and get the
when
fuck
I
out.
When I talk in a news voice, it's very news-like. But when I take the gloves off, so to speak, John, this is the way I speak.
The love glove.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. Get your fur coat on.
All right.
Get out.
All right, then.
Fucking heavy foot.
Thanks for having me.
All right, yeah. Bye-bye.
I hate gay people.
Wow.
Whoa.
All right, well, that's all the time we have this week with John and Scott here at Total Talk Nonsense. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this has been episode 85.
85.
See
and
ya.
We have a gig.
Yeah, we have a gig on March 2nd.
2nd, Friday in Arlington.
Right.
It's at Murphy's. So if any of you fans out there, I know we have a lot of worldwide fans, John.
Yeah.
If we have any local fans, show up at the gig and... What do we do if they show up at the gig, John? What do we do?
We'll give you some beads.
We'll give you some beads. That'll be sweet.
Yeah, we're almost out.
Almost out, so they're going to be collector's items
pretty soon. On eBay.
No doubt.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Later.
You're listening to John and Scott
on Total Talk Nonsense.